That's a great ball. 12, can he pick out the pass? Yes, they've got space. It's over. Chalet. And this time he does it! You can't keep a good man down for too long. It's a goal! Pakistan on level! It's 3-3! What a game! Welcome to Hockey the Podcast. This edition sees us go all the way to Potchefstroom, to the Northwest University, where the SA Hockey Men are under action at the FIH Hockey Nations Cup, taking on the likes of Ireland, Pakistan, France, Canada, Malaysia, Japan and Korea, the winner of the tournament qualifying for the FIH Hockey Pro League, but ultimately looking to show that they are the top team in the next tier down from the elite in world hockey. We had the opportunity to chat with interim head coach Cheslin Gee, as well as striker Brad Sherwood, midfielder Simkelo Mvembi, the man who got his 50th cap at the tournament, Tevin Kok. It's a delightful listen. Give it a listen as we dive in at Northwest University. Welcome back to Hockey the Podcast. We're now chatting with SA Hockey Men's head coach, interim head coach Cheslin Gee, who, Ches, firstly, I mean, congratulations on the appointment. I know you won't necessarily be elated about the circumstances around it, but it's still an honour all the same.
Yes, it's always an honour to represent the country. And, just happy to be involved with the team, been with the team for the last 4 years, so some good continuation.
I mean, Ches, you were also involved a bit in the days of Fabian Gregory. I mean, how much of that time with Fabian, with Gareth, with Mark to a lesser degree... How important are those in the foundations of your approach?
I think those were the most important days because I learned so much from all the head coaches that I was working with. And in fact, most of these youngsters or the guys that we see here now was blooded when Fabian was the head coach back in the day.
Yeah, you speak about the youngsters. It is a team with a good mix of youth and experience. Obviously, when I say experience, only Jethro with a lot of caps to his name, Keenan very close, but it's quite a nice blend you've been able to put together, and under the circumstances, a really exciting team that have come together.
Yes, and that's the best part about it. I think there's some guys, Tevin Kok just got his 50th cap yesterday, so it shows that quite a few youngsters, and with... A good mix of some experienced players. Not everybody is close to 50, but most of them has played over 35 test matches, and I think that bodes well for the squad.
Cheers, one of the things that happened in this year is we got to take part in the FIH Hockey Pro League. Obviously, it was a last-minute invitation. It was very uncertain whether we would or wouldn't be playing, and eventually, all of a sudden, we were playing in 8 matches, sharing home in Potchefstroom. We struggled to get a consistent team together. There was a lot of challenges. But overall, looking back now, we're starting to see the fruits of that that expedition starting to pay. Now, what was the Pro League experience like?
The Pro League was eye-opening. I think we realized the level of hockey that we need to play at and the consistency needed to play at that level. And it bodes well for the team now. I think the team is much stronger. We know how to handle certain situations better in matches. So it was invaluable experience playing against the top nations in the world.
Yeah, and you say playing the top nations, obviously it was quite harrowing. 16 defeats or 15 defeats and a draw. A lot of the time getting close. Argentina very close. France here very close. India very close. Germany very close. Even Spain overseas were close games. You know, how important was it to go through those experiences of the narrow defeats in order to be able to carry it forward like we did yesterday against France?
I think it's very important because you learn a lot more when you lose a test match. I think we have a lot more in-depth analysis and scrutinization after losing a game. And we've always spoken about how to close out matches. We've always struggled with that, and I think that's something we struggled with in the Pro League. And yesterday was most probably a turning point for us, where we could close out the game. It was a tight match, and normally in those tight matches we either draw, like we did in Argentina, and it went to a shootout. And last night was a big turnaround for us.
Obviously, we're playing here at the Northwest University. It's great facilities in terms of the actual facilities when you get down here. And you were also able to have a training camp the week before. The guys have all said to me it was one of the more intense training camps that they've had. Anything about the venue and the facilities here?
Well, it's a great venue for hockey. I mean, two Astros right next to each other, very similar quality. Can't complain about everything that's been put on board, and Northwest University and their staff has gone out of their way to assist us in helping prepare for this. But yeah, 1 week training camp, we tried to squeeze as much in as possible. We had 8 training sessions, and we can see the results of that. I think we still have a long way to go in terms of getting prepped, but yeah.
The World Cup is obviously the next on the agenda. Obviously, you're not getting too far ahead of yourself. We still got Ireland, which that game probably would have happened by the time this goes out. But Ireland, we've got the semi-finals, finals. But just after December break, which is the time when most of us are putting our feet up and relaxing, the boys don't get that chance, really. They can't turn off too much because there's a small case of a World Cup and another meeting with France in India.
Yes, so the players won't have much time to rest. In fact, they will have a program that they will have to follow to ensure that they're ready for the World Cup. So not too much Christmas pudding, I would suggest to them. And yes, looking forward to playing France again. I think in the Pro League we came close to winning France, and same with Argentina. They're both in our pool again, so I think those are definitely two matches we would target to get results from now.
This tournament itself has been interesting. I mean, we've had the teams ranked from 10th to 17th at the start of the tournament. Obviously, rankings are now live. But it's been really great to see this band of teams play against each other because there's not much to choose between them.
Yeah, correct. I think the teams are very close. And from the results, one could see as well that it's not an easy tournament to come to. And because we are so close in this pool of rankings within the world, so it's important that when you get your opportunities, you need to take them. Because on any given day, anybody can win each other here.
And looking at the teams that are here, 8 teams that are here, which team has impressed you the most other than South Africa?
Definitely Ireland. I think they play a very organized and structured game of hockey. And as well as Japan, I think their speed is something to behold. And I think even yesterday, they must have dominated the first quarter and then conceded just before the end of it. And it just shows after that, the game got away from them. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was on commentary there. I really thought Japan were unlucky not to be 2 or 3 up at the first break, snatched at a few chances. As you say, that's how close it is at this level, in this the range is. You know, it's quite often a moment of magic, and you know, we're the top scoring team so far in the tournament. That must be something that makes you pretty proud.
Yes, we're very happy with that, and the fact that we've scored some field goals is important to us. And if we can get our short corner battery to work in the next couple of games, I think it's going to be interesting to see how teams will handle us.
And there are a number of our players overseas or from the Commonwealth Games that aren't available for this game, but of course for this series. But the youngsters who have come in, youngsters who may not have been in the squad, and I'm not asking you to name any names, but you must be impressed with how they've put their hands up, and maybe, just maybe, one or two of them have put their foot on a plane to India.
Yes, I've been very impressed with the youngsters that's come on board, and some of the guys have got a late call-up, and definitely I think they stand a good chance. We had a meeting with the selectors, in fact, this morning, and some interesting conversations was being had.
I think all those listening would have been like, oh, give us a scoop. Please don't. I don't want you to get in. Please don't get fired in your first week in charge. Obviously it's currently a short-term appointment, and I know you probably haven't reflected too much on it, but depending how things go at the World Cup, is it something you'd be willing to put your name forward and stand post-World Cup?
I would definitely throw my name in that. I think it's important that you always strive as a coach to – to be better and become better. And for that reason, I would definitely throw my name in that.
And then, of course, you've also got the kids back at home, Nelson Mandela University, that area. They're looking up to you. They're looking and saying, listen, coach, if you can make it, we can make it. You know, does that ever hit home that there is an inspirational story for players, coaches in your own region of the country as well?
Yeah, I think EP Hockey is Mosabi, a sleeping giant. We've got some really good players, and we export our players really well. If you look at some of the players at the universities around the country, most of them originate from the Eastern Cape. So if I can make it, I guess everybody else can as well. And with a lot of hard work and dedication, and time and effort put in, I'm sure that they can make it as well.
Awesome. Cheers. Thanks very much for joining Hockey the Podcast. Good luck for the remainder of the tournament, and more importantly, good luck for the World Cup as well.
Thanks, Jabu. Appreciate that.
Perfect. Cheers. Now chatting with Sam Kello.
Yeah.
Sam, welcome to Hockey the Podcast. Welcome back home to South Africa. Obviously, you now spend your time gallivanting around the field in Paris.
All right.
Enjoying it?
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me, Tyron. Yeah, I think Paris is quite nice as a city. I think I've enjoyed my time there. I think I am looking to go back. The club I'm at is looking after me really well as well. So it's I'm looking forward to going back there and flying my trade there again.
Obviously, playing alongside Keenan and Tyson over there, how much does that help? Because I know the language barrier is just not easy.
Yeah, I think the language thing is quite difficult, and I've always joked around about the language and how difficult it is to learn compared to most languages. But having the other South African guys there helps a lot. I stayed with Keenan, so we did everything together. So we were kind of struggling together and going through greeting people and not understanding many things together. So I think that kind of helped a lot. Even in games where sometimes I don't understand some press shapes because of the language thing, kind of helps if, for example, Tyson, who's been there for a year now, understands the language a bit more than I do. And he kind of helps me through getting through the presses and things like that.
Obviously, it's on the back. I mean, you played at Tux, you played in Province, down at Province. Now, there are three very, very different styles of hockey.
Right.
You know, how are you finding yourself having to adapt to that?
Yeah, I think being a high-performance athlete, I think you need to kind of adapt to any kind of situation. I think it's the same in hockey. As you said, I think playing at Tux, playing at Province, completely two different structures and ways of playing hockey, and both of them work. I can't really say I enjoy the one over the other. I think that at Tux it's more structured and look to kind of keep the ball and look to manipulate teams. Whereas Province, it's a bit more attacking, a bit more 1v1 based, and looking to win your 1v1s and things like that. But I enjoyed both of them. And also going to Paris also was quite different. Because there you, first of all, it's language. Secondly, it's the attitudes of or the French culture. So you kind of have to adapt to that first, and then you kind of go into adapting into hockey. So I've had to adapt to that, but I think it's the same for any other hockey player, really.
Absolutely. Look, and obviously you then come back to South Africa, and you're representing the national team, and in national team, you've obviously been in some of the really, really cool achievements the team has had in recent years. Obviously, the Tokyo game against Germany, the Commonwealth against New Zealand, you know, yesterday, this week at Nations Cup against France. All of those are quite special things. Do you feel because of them we're starting to grow deeper and bigger belief in the SA Hockey Men?
Yeah, exactly that. I think those performances and those results kind of motivate us to kind of be better athletes and strive for even greater results. I mean, we go into any tournament now with the belief to beat any team, you know, whereas in the past, I don't think it was like that. I think we kind of went into a defensive mindset in the past, and now I think we know that we have the firepower to kind of outscore any team, but we still obviously in a process where we know that we are up we're a young and upcoming team. But those results and performances helped us a lot. So yeah.
We've obviously got quite a good penalty corner arsenal. You know, we look at guys Brown, Beauchamp. We look at Jacques Van Tonda stepping up.
Yeah.
You know, good old Sarge Pibo Lambeta when he feels like it. So it's quite cool. Yeah. But, you know, obviously you're one of the injectors. Is there a little bit of competition between the likes of you and Juju and Tain to be the number one injector?
I think myself, Tain, and Bills have a bit of a competition, whereas Juju and Tyson have their own kind of competition on the other side. But, there definitely is a bit of competition. And here with the guys that are here, myself, Trev, and Sihle, have a bit of a competition to, you know, kind of push each other to be very accurate with the pushes and kind of give the flickers the best chance possible to score those goals.
You started your career alongside guys like Ozzie Smith, you know, Rassi Pedersen, Tim Drummond.
Right.
Those guys all kind of moved on. You know, Tim is not formally retired or anything, but currently unavailable for concussion purposes.
Right.
You now have the youngsters coming through. I mean, we have Luke Winford this week making his debut. You've got a bunch of guys who played in the Pro League for the first time. How much pressure do those youngsters put on you?
Yeah, I think I was also there not so long ago, maybe 2-3 years ago. So I think they don't really put pressure on me, but I kind of have to be or act as a different role now because I've got the 35 odd caps that I have. So I have to kind of act as the older guy in the team to kind of help them and kind of groom them to being more comfortable in the setup so that they can play their best hockey. For me, like, I had guys like Tim Drummond who kind of helped me through that, where times were quite difficult and he would come to my ear and, you know, have a good message to say or kind of remind me of what I can do and how good I can be. It does help a lot. And I try to do the same things with the guys coming through.
And like, what would one of the simple pieces of advice to them be?
I think to... Like, I know it's a cliche, but to be themselves. I think to go out there and play, but just play at a higher tempo because international hockey is just that. I think the skills that they have will get them through the games. It's just kind of adapting to the tempo of the game. So I kind of give that. I kind of give them that advice to say, just go out there, be yourself, but the tempo is just going to be a bit higher.
And now playing abroad, is that something you would recommend if the opportunity arises to
definitely,
all of them?
Definitely. I think I was speaking to Sihle yesterday, and I kind of told him that it's a good opportunity to play anywhere overseas, really, because you get to learn different things. Firstly, on the hockey field, you get to learn different presses, different defensive shapes and things like that, and you kind of grow as a hockey player. But also, if you are in an environment where you by yourself and you can grow as a human, I think that's the best result. That's the best place to go.
That's probably the best possible way to finish this. Sam, thanks very much for the chat.
Thanks, Aaron. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, and good luck for the remainder of the tournament.
Awesome, thank you.
Perfect. And now we're joined by Bradshaw, the man who scored the goal that qualified South Africa for the FIH Hockey World Cup in India next year. That's a pretty cool introduction to have to your name, eh, Brad?
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
I mean, I know we're talking Nations Cup, but let's just quickly go back to Accra in Ghana. Bumpy field, hot as heck, humid. And Coach Gareth Ewan says you're taking the last penalty, the one-on-one, to go qualify us. Any nerves at that point? Or?
Definitely. I would be lying if I said I wasn't nervous at all. I've trained those 8 seconds so many times before I stood up there. I knew exactly what I was going to do. So that didn't change from the time I got the ball to the time that the ball went in the back of the net. I knew exactly what I was going to do.
And did it hit you at that point? You know, it will always be something that you scored the goal that qualified the country.
Definitely. Obviously wouldn't have done it without the team. So to get to that stage was unreal. And yeah, for me to get the winner was definitely something very special.
It was special because post that we had the FIH Pro League and it was a tough experience. Players unavailable, you know, come go, sometimes getting called up quite late. How's the experience been of getting your, really your first few steps into international hockey and starting to settle yourself in the role?
Yeah, obviously it's been quite a bit of hockey, and I've been fortunate enough to play all of the pro league legs. So yeah, getting my debut this year and having so much international hockey within the year already, I think has been really good for my international career and my start to my international career. So yeah, I don't think anyone's ever got this many caps besides the debuts in such a short period of time either. So to play as much hockey as we've had and to be debutants this year, I think it's really good and will put us in good stead for the future.
And, I mean, did it ever hit you when you were playing Varsity Cup? You know, I've played on the bigger stage and now you go back to, like, a Varsity Cup. I mean, obviously, you still get up for it, but it's quite a swing of momentum, so to speak.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. But, you know, it's also still, it's still really special playing for your Varsity, and it's still a high-quality level of hockey. And, obviously, we have that extra expectation put on our shoulders, just coming and being national players. So there is quite a lot of expectation on our shoulders just to perform and get results. So yeah, but it was really cool.
But it was clear to me that the national players that were part of that Tuck squad, you could see they were national players. They stood out and they led the team, and obviously Guy Morgan alongside yourself, and you really were the reasons that the team carried forward so well. Did you feel it yourselves? Did you feel that, wow, we've taken a step up now?
Definitely, yeah. We have a lot of national players in the team, including the S-Under-21s. But yeah, we've also got Sihlane Thuli coaching us as well, which is a really big plus for us. He's a great coach. So yeah, having the players that we do and the type of coach that Sigs is, I put our team in really good stead.
Yeah, obviously the one thing that you did miss out on this year was the Commonwealth Games. Was that something you were expecting to miss out on? And if not, how do you handle the disappointment of that?
Yeah, you never know. You just have to be ready, I guess, for anything, if the call-up does come. I definitely was disappointed that I didn't make that team, but something I'm not going to cry over spilt milk about. It's just one of those things. That's how sport goes, so... Yeah, just keep working, and yeah, happy to be back in the team and playing Nations Cup.
Yeah, and playing Nations Cup, playing quite well. Tevin Wood had stolen the headlines with his goal in the opening game against Pakistan, but it was your reverse ball that picked him out. And such a good piece of play. You know, often our younger strikers will take that ball and drive into the circle looking for the shot themselves. You could see you were looking all the time for the ball, and not just going for the easy one, going for the reverse ball. Is that something you pride yourself on, the assist creation as well? Obviously, as a striker, you're measured on goals, but moments like that are just as special.
Yeah, definitely. If I have a shot to take a chance in the circle and I'm in there, I'll definitely give it a go. But yeah, just in that play, Tev obviously having a great lead, it was too good not to give it to him.
Yeah, it looks good on the video, the pass as well, the finish as well. Again, it must be exciting, though, to be part of the forwards. South African forwards is what has been making the news since Tokyo. The excitement, the pace, and, I was chatting with Sam earlier, and he was saying, it doesn't matter how many we concede, we know we can score more.
Definitely, yeah. That is a really big threat that I think this team brings to the table. We've got some really quick, skillful players up front, and playing alongside them is just makes my life a whole lot easier as well.
Yeah, you say that. I mean, is there anybody you particularly enjoy playing on a field with?
You're going to get me in trouble, yeah. not really. Yeah. If I'm honest, I enjoy playing with all the guys. I haven't really played a lot with Tev, but as you've seen in the last, our connection is there. Doesn't look like we haven't been playing together. I've played pretty much with all of the guys up front. I wouldn't say I have a preference of who I prefer to play with or a combination. Yeah.
And although you, as you say, you're quite early in your international career, you've got to play against a lot of different teams. Is there a team you really enjoy playing against the most? Whose structure or style you think suits playing against? And also, is a team you really want to get one over?
Yeah, that's interesting. And as you said, I've played a lot of different teams this year already. But yeah, obviously a team that's definitely stood out to me was, and I enjoy their hockey, as the Belgians. Yeah, I really enjoy how they play and just the way they move the ball around the park. But yeah, a team that I want to get one over, I think the Dutch. Obviously at the Olympics, the guys were up there as well. And I thought, obviously watching from the TV, I thought we could have snuck a little win there. But yeah, definitely the Dutch.
Brilliant. Obviously the Irish and whoever remains in the semi-finals. How badly do you want to qualify for Pro League again?
Yeah, listen, I think it's vital that we get Pro League again. Obviously, just to have that many international fixtures again in the year just only puts us in a better place as the SRK men's team, playing more international hockey games throughout the year, which is so crucial, I think, to just upping our level of hockey as a team and individually as well.
Absolutely. Brad Schott for joining me. Good luck for the rest of the tournament, and we'll chat to you at the end again.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
And now we're chatting to the man who reached his 50 milestone and celebrated with a man of the match performance against France in a 2-1 win, getting the gold to his name, Tevin Kok. Tevin, yeah, thanks for joining me as always.
Thanks for having me, Tyrone.
You missed a bit of hockey after the Olympic Games, injury related.
Yeah.
No long-term repercussions, everything 100% now?
Yeah, everything 100%. It was just a break in a bone in my thumb. Obviously went for surgery and was out for 3 months. Yeah, but happy to be back again.
Yeah, the timing of the 3 months couldn't have been worse. But we've seen, obviously, through Commonwealth Games and now the FIH Nations Cup, you're back. And slowly but surely, you're now starting to find that top form that we've seen, scoring goals, making great leading runs, and you know, scoring goals that immediately make a commentator's job easier for the highlight reel. Yeah, how much of that is down to your club action in Ireland right now?
Sure. To be honest, I think a lot of it. I've gotten a lot of confidence from playing there, backing myself in the circle, at training, just the leads we make and stuff like that from the coaches as well. I think that's really assisted in a big part.
And the lifestyle for yourself in Ireland, is it conducive to your improved hockey?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm actually living with my coach in Ireland, which is a South African, Jason. So it's quite nice. Just train a lot, always coaching, so it's quite good.
And obviously playing Ireland at this tournament, any of your club mates involved?
Yeah, actually there is one, Sam Hyland, actually the captain of our club team. So quite excited to play against him tomorrow.
And you've played, obviously, a bunch of the players would be players that you play against. Does that give you a little bit of an upper hand into the insight?
I think it does. I think I actually know quite a lot of what the other players do from the other clubs in Ireland. So a lot of information I can give off to the other players in our team.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, as I said, I alluded to at the start, you score goals that are somewhat spectacular, often with a touch or just a good move. I mean, your goal against Pakistan was a good lead and a quick thinking touch through the keeper's legs. The goal against France was just a superb run and a finish on the inside post. But you also scored an absolute bullet of a goal at the Olympic Games. I mean, that for me is the most memorable of the goals. Any others that stand out for you as well?
I would say the Pakistan goal, definitely one that I think it was just instinct, good run, good ball from Brad, and then just the touch, and lucky actually it went through the keeper's legs.
No luck in that. Perfect skill all round. Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously the other thing is you're playing in the era where Diane and Mustafa carry a lot of the attention of the global audience. Do you think that's a thing that helps or hinders you, you know, because you're playing in the front line? Obviously Mustafa's dropped back more, but it was the Kasims and Billy and Tevin and Keenan, and you know, it was easy to, you know, fall out of the focus, so to speak. Yeah, do you think playing in those combinations is helping elevate your game, or at times does it challenge you?
I think, to be honest, at times it's very challenging, but then also at times it how it builds me to become a better player as well, and obviously to show what I can do on the field. I think that's where I've gone confident in, is making sure when I know what I'm good at and I can back myself in such certain situations.
Yeah, and you talk about it. Do you think the move to Ireland and being outside of the South African focus, and you know, hockey doesn't have the same scrutiny as maybe rugby or cricket does, but outside of the South African focus has allowed you the freedom to develop your game further?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think it's made me a lot confident in how I play and just backing myself when I get on the field.
And you're seeing it. You're looking like you're enjoying your hockey a lot right now.
I think, to be honest, from my injury, I just realized that I actually missed playing. And I think that's where I got all like the fun part of it, and just enjoy every moment I get on the field. So just whenever I get on the field, I just try and give my 100% all the time.
And tell me, is it true that you stay in Cox Street in Kokstad?
I do, yes. I definitely do.
Ah, that is an amazing... I heard the story and I thought, no, man, somebody's just making stuff up. All right, so has everyone in the street started calling themselves Tevin now?
Yeah, no, I don't think so, not yet.
You know, you look at the remainder of the tournament, you look at your career going forward. What is the stance with your club in Ireland? Is it a one-year contract? Is it a...
So at the moment, I'm on a working visa, so I have a two-year work permit. So, yeah, hopefully trying to stay there for as long as possible.
And the dream to get across to Hoofdklasse or Bundesliga eventually?
I think definitely something I'm looking forward to, and obviously to try and get into there will be hard, but I'll give it a shout.
And you've now played a big role in some of those big victories. We beat Germany. We almost beat Netherlands. We beat New Zealand. We've beaten France. How much does that also help the confidence, not just for you, but for the group of players, that nobody is too good?
I think for us, like, we just come out knowing that it's going to be a tough game against every opponent, but we make sure we give our all. And also we know that there are people back home that are backing us and are watching us, so we're trying to prove to them that we are trying to give everything we can.
And speaking about that, obviously the really cool moment is in the game against France. You did get awarded your 50th cap. As a youngster, you would have been growing up dreaming about playing for the country. You've now done it at least 50 times.
Sure.
I mean, does that hit home? Has that sunk in yet, that you've played for your country 50 times already?
It has sunk in. Yesterday was actually quite emotional before the game. But then also just like the sacrifices my parents have made, and to have them here in the stands watching was actually quite nice as well.
It's a great point you make up, because obviously a lot of hockey over the past couple of years and those big results have been in front of empty stadiums. You know, we played at Wits with very few people, and then after that we had nothing.
Yeah.
We had a Namibian series with no fans. We played against Wales. It was pretty much behind closed doors. We went to Tokyo, the Olympic Game experience, with no fans. And you weren't even allowed to tour the village. How significant does it make it for you and the team having fans, and having fans like yesterday where against France, where we heard how vociferous they were in their support?
Yesterday, actually, when France scored their first goal, it was quite quiet around the field, and just looking at everyone thinking, come on guys, we can't let down our fans, like let our fans down. So I think that gave us a big boost. Also, once you see how many kids and how many people are watching, you know that you have to perform at your best and give your all out there on the field.
And that's exactly what you are doing. It's what we are seeing as fans of the game. And we can just say, please, Tevin, keep it up. Keep going.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks for joining us, and good luck for the rest of the tournament.
Thanks for having me, Tyron.
Perfect. Cheers, man.
Cheers.